My name is Anna. I'm from Moscow, Russia.
Anna, this is your first time in the six-day race?
It's my first time in 10-day race.
Oh, in the 10-day race. Have you done multi-days before now?
The largest multi-race I've done was two-day race in Vinnytsia, Ukraine. This is my second multi-day race. I'm very happy to be here and to get this great experience of running this long distance.
When you did the two-day race in Vinnytsia in the Ukraine, you realized you wanted to run a longer race.
That time when I did it, I didn't realize that I want to make more. And maybe 2 years later, I decided that I'm ready for a longer race than two-day race.
So it took some time to be sure that you were ready to do this.
Yeah, sure. I needed some more training and more inner conviction that I'm ready to do it.
Anna, you could have picked the six-day race, which is shorter, but you picked the 10. Why?
Oh, really, I don't know. I thought that I should do maximum that is possible. If 10, then if I can, if to apply for 10, then not, why not for 10-day race? There is little difference between this two.
Now, since your longest time on the course has been 2 days, sometime after the first 48 hours, you've actually been running longer than you've ever have before. You really have transcended yourself. Did you feel how great it was to actually go further than you have ever run before?
I didn't understand.
The longest you've run is 48 hours.
Yeah.
So that happened many days ago now.
Yeah, some years ago. It happened some years ago.
But on this course, you've been running for more than 2 days.
Yeah.
So you've already gone further than you have ever gone before. You have gone further here so far right now than you have ever run before.
What I feel? You feel it?
We have a band in the background. The longest race is 2 days.
Yes.
You've been here now for 5 days.
Yeah, 7th day.
So you've transcended yourself already here on the course, yes?
Yes. I'm transcending, and this self-transcendence gives a feeling of happiness and satisfaction, and I feel that it is just great, and I'm very grateful to all that I'm able to be here and to do it.
Anna, have there been some very hard points for you where you were struggling a little bit, or has it been pretty good the whole time?
I think after 1 day, there begins struggle, because there appears pain in legs and other pains that you didn't know about. And it becomes struggle, but I am again very grateful to the organization of this race, because everything is so organized that you can go to doctors, that can relieve your pain and continue running. There is good kitchen that sustains also your body, and everything helps you in this running. You just need to run and to remain happy, and that's it.
Is there any kind of numbers you'd like to see on the board when you finish on Saturday?
Oh, maybe 400.
So,
no, but I can't guess what will be the number. I guess it may be about 400 or a little bit more, but I don't know exactly. It depends.
Anna, would you like to say something in Russian to your friends and family back in Oneness Dreamboat Shore about this race?
In Russian?
In Russian. To all your friends and family back home.
can say it in English.
Okay.
So that you understand. Since I began my race, I got a lot of letters of support from my Russian friends. And they give me so much inspiration. And it really also, it gives me a lot of inspiration. I'm also very grateful to them. That's it.
Anna, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.